There's something in you that is calling you for something greater, for something more, but because of what it is that you've created in your life thus far, you're sitting in this comfort zone. Well, this is what it's always been. If that's working for you, keep going. You like stress, you like pain, you like not feeling good, you like not being where you want to be, keep staying there. But if you want growth and you want change, it's going to be uncomfortable, but you're becoming a better version of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, guess what? You're alive. It's a blessing to be alive, and you're on another podcast episode with the Luke Mind Power podcast. It's a blessing to be here with you. I hope you're doing amazing. And we're going to start this episode off with asking you this question: what are you most afraid of in life? Let us know in the chat. Let us know in the comments, wherever you're watching right now. What is your greatest fear? What are you most afraid of? Just a question, and it's something to think about. And then the next question you should ask yourself right now in your life is, are you happy? Simple. Are you happy? Are you happy with your life? Could it be better? Are there things that need to be adjusted or changed? Because whatever it is that you want in your life, if you're not happy or you're not where you want to be, well, guess what? I have some really good news for you. You can make some positive changes. You can move forward in your life in a different way. You don't have to stay the same. You're not a tree, okay? You can move. You have legs, you have a mind, okay? You can think about whatever it is that you want to do, and you can focus on it and you can achieve it. Whatever you want to water is something that will eventually grow. One of the things that we do really, really well is we doubt ourselves. And also the other part of your life and whatever it is that you want to create is it's part of repetition and creating new habits in your life. And basically, your reality is a result of the things that you do all the time. And so if you're not happy with the way that you're functioning and the way that you're living right now, well, it's just a reflection of the things that you're constantly doing all the time. Everything is repetitive and everything becomes habitual when you're continuously doing it over and over again. I find this myself when, for example, I step away from not doing a podcast episode for like 3 weeks or 4 weeks. And then I jump on and I'm not in my flow. I can feel it. I'm like, oh shit, this is a bit like, what am I going to talk about? There's a bit of self-doubt that creeps in. There's a bit of like conversation in my head going, you know, what's going to happen in this podcast episode? And I have to take action, get back into it. And then all of a sudden I'm in my flow again. So even if you get comfortable, like it's the same thing with going to the gym, you know, fitness. And I'm always going to be sharing with you experiences that are very relatable for me and relatable possibly, hopefully for you, only because I've been through it and I'm going through it and this is my life. I'm not going to be sharing with you stuff that I don't know. There's no point of that. It's just stupid. I don't know it all. I know what I know because of the life I'm living and what I've been through and how I'm living my life at the moment. The same thing with fitness. Like you don't go to the gym. Like I won't go for 4 weeks and then all of a sudden I'll go and I'll do what I'm doing, exercise or whatever. And then the next day, actually, the second day after that, my body's aching. I'm going to be so sore. But it's also like starting up again. You know, it's like, ah, shit, I'm not used to this. My body's tired. I'm not feeling it, you know, and it's a bit uncomfortable. But when you do it consistently and you have that balance through repetition, you get used to it, you know. So anything that you're just starting, I see this with people that join and working with me, whether it's my speaking program, my 20-week program. It's the start, man. It's unfamiliar. It's scary. It's a new environment. And so easy to just get overwhelmed and just go, this is not for me, you know? And it's like, the only reason it's not for you is because you haven't started doing the work. Anything that hasn't given you some sort of result or some sort of feedback because you haven't made any investment into it to actually appreciate or understand the results that you're going to achieve because of the work that you're doing, well, then you're going to run away. For example, if after this long I've been doing this podcast and I was only getting one person viewing it the whole time since I started in 2019, do you reckon I'd still be doing it? Would someone be saying, don't give up, Luke, keep going, don't give up. There's only one person watching, but you know, you've been doing this for 5 years. So, you know, keep going. Of course I would have looked at it and gone, well, there's something fucking wrong here. You know, you got to pay attention. It's the same thing as a relationship. Like if you're working on a relationship, for example, I love this quote, the only apology is changed behavior. The only real apology is changed behavior. And if you're in a relationship where someone keeps telling you, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. But every fucking day or every week, they keep doing the same shit. And you're working on it. You're trying to pour in, you're watering these seeds. But then the change is not, you're not seeing the change, right? Well, that's a clear indication that you're wasting your energy. Clear indication that the other person is not comprehensive to what it is that's supposed to be happening. Or they're so stuck in their conditioning and their subconscious programming and the way that they have been living their life thus far, right? There's the habits, we are habitual creatures. We become so used to doing things on repeat, and a lot of us just unconscious. You become unconscious to how you are, how you function, and you just do that. And that's how you are, you know? So it's your responsibility to become aware of what it is that's happening that isn't serving you, that isn't changing, and then take steps to move away, to move forward, to move in a better direction, you know, because, you know, they say, oh, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. What doesn't kill you makes you live longer. Yeah, that's a cop-out. Well, you know, this is how it is. And the truth is, if you're not happy right now, you're not happy for a reason. There are things that are happening in your life and the signs that God is giving you, signs that the universe is planting for you every single day for you to wake up, for you to pay attention, for you to go, this is not what I signed up for. This is not where I'm supposed to be. And maybe a job that you've been in for 15 years and now you're coming to the realization. Because the truth is, guys, we are evolving. As a human species, we are evolving. So you being in a job for 20 years is something that people did fucking 40, 50, 30, 20 years ago. It was normal for someone to stay in a position for 20, 30, 40 years. Wow. Meet Sally. She's been with us for 46 years and she is now retiring. And she has been of service to our organization, to our government department, to our company for 46 years. Hi, I'm Sally. I started here when I was 19 and I've been in this environment in this space for 46 years. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing. It's been amazing to be working with so many people and watching them grow. And that is the case for many, many people. But ladies and gentlemen, as we evolve, we want more peace. We want more freedom. We want less stress. And I'm learning this because I'm working with so many people that are coming from this place. You know, I've been working in this job for 30 years. I've been doing this and I used to work in a government department and there were many people that had been in the industry or been in those workspaces for fucking years, 30 years, 40 years. And I'm like, well, and it's up to you. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, but tune into your peace, tune into your happiness, tune into your prosperity, tune into your fulfillment. Is it driving you? Is it motivating you? Is it an inspiring environment? Is it helping you grow? Is it helping you become a better version of yourself? Is there career development, personal development? Do you feel empowered by being there? Because if you don't, you've got to ask yourself the question, man, am I going to stay here for the rest of my life? Or is there something deeply rooted within myself, my being, that is calling to be brought to the surface? And these are the beautiful moments of your life that you get to listen to a podcast like this. And if you haven't shared this podcast, share it with your friends, because there might be someone who will have a light bulb moment because they listen to this podcast. If you're watching wherever it is on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, wherever you're listening, share this with your friends, right? Share it, press the share button and share it on your pages. Why? Because somebody else is going to have a light bulb moment. This is how we change the world. This is how we wake up to our greatness. There's so many people out there that could listen to this episode. And because they listen to this episode, they develop themselves. They step into their purpose. They unlock their greatness. We are so conditioned negatively with so much fear and self-doubt that many of us, as Les Brown would quote, what is the most expensive piece of land? The cemetery. Because thousands, probably millions of people lived their life without discovering their purpose, without discovering their greatness. They went to the grave with all of the good stuff still in them. Athletes, doctors, magicians, whatever it is that they were great at, speakers, actors, authors, because they never took the time to develop themselves. They never took the time to change their mindset. They never took the risks. If you're not willing to risk, you can't enjoy the fruit. You can't enjoy the rewards. And everything is a risk, ladies and gentlemen. If you're in a toxic marriage, you took a fucking risk. A toxic relationship, a toxic workspace, whatever the fuck it is that's unhealthy. If you're in there right now, you took a risk. That's amazing. Now it's time to take some more fucking risks to better your life. You know, you took a risk. You take a risk to walk on the street, you know, fearing change. What are you afraid of? Change? You should be more afraid of being in the same fucking place in 3 years' time. Looking back going, damn, I'm still stuck. That's worse. You walk out on the street, mate, some person's on their phone, not watching where they're going, and they run you over. And you're scared to risk becoming a better version of yourself, getting out of an unhealthy relationship. You're scared to do that. You don't know when your time is up. It could be tomorrow, could be today, could be in a week, could be in 3 weeks, could be in 6 months, could be in 5 years. You don't know. But what are you willing to do to actually try? Because that's all you need to do. You need to try. And asking yourself some of these simple questions of just like, hey, where am I? How did I get here? Because there were choices and decisions that you had to make along the way to get to where you are. And if you're not happy with where you're at, well, some sort of change needs to happen. For things to change, Jim Rohn always says it, you know, if nothing changes, nothing changes. For things to change, you have to change or bear the consequences. You got two choices in life, growth or regret. They both hurt. They're both uncomfortable. Growth means you got to change. Growth means you got to get out of your comfort zone. Growth means you got to open your mind. It's out of your comfort zone. It's uncomfortable. There's a lot of resistance. You got to start tuning into your emotions and your feelings and your truth, because the truth will set you free. There's something within yourself that's causing your insomnia, that's causing you to be in a disassociated state that you haven't processed yet. There's something in you that is calling you for something greater, for something more, but because of what it is that you've created in your life thus far, you're sitting in this comfort zone. Well, this is what it's always been. As Lisa Nichols says, you know, well, if that's working for you, keep going. You like it? You like being in the shit place? You like being treated like shit? You like stress? You like pain? You like not feeling good? You like not being where you want to be? That's working for you. Keep fucking going. Keep staying there. Keep being in that environment. But if you want growth and you want change, it's going to be uncomfortable and it's going to fucking hurt. But on the flip side, you're becoming a better version of yourself. You're growing confidence. You're realizing that you have so much untapped potential you never knew existed. You're creating more peace in your life because you're able to process the past and heal from it. Becoming the best version of yourself and attracting more abundance and becoming more successful and making more money because you get the fuck out of your own way. You don't realize how peaceful life becomes when you start doing what's right for you. You don't realize that peace is your power. When you have peace in your life, you can achieve anything you want because you can fucking think. You don't overthink, wasting your fucking time overthinking. Oh my gosh, what's this? What should I do? I can't fucking sleep. You know why you can't sleep? Because you're not peaceful. Someone once said that sleep requires peace. You can't fucking sleep because you got no peace. Why don't you have no peace? Because you're in your own fucking way. Regret hurts as well. Up to you, man. They both hurt. Uncomfortable. Growth hurts. Regret hurts even fucking more. In 5 years' time, look back. Oh, fuck. I'm still the same. Shit, I should have done this. Shit, I should have said that. Shit, why didn't I change? Why didn't I believe in myself? Why didn't I take any action? Why did I choose to listen to my family? Why did I keep listening to my fucking partner? Why did I keep allowing them to treat me like that? Because you don't believe in yourself? Because you think you're not worthy? You think you're not worthy of a better version of yourself? You think you're not worthy of attracting a better relationship into your life? You think you're not worthy? Who the fuck's making you think that you're a fucking piece of shit? Who the fuck's making you think that you're unworthy? Who the fuck's making, who's programming your mind? Who's planting all that bullshit into your fucking head? Making you think, because everything is your thoughts. And what you think is what you fucking become. And if you keep thinking like you're a piece of shit and you're not good enough and you're not worthy of success, you're not worthy of healing, you're not worthy of transforming your life, guess what? You'll fucking be that. So you have two choices, growth or regret. So I will choose growth because I won't get to the end of my life and sit there and go, oh, doubted myself. Oh, fucking let other people decide my future for me. Sitting in a cafe having a chat. Yeah, you know, having a cigarette. Fucking having a coffee. Yeah, I'm really happy with my life, but, you know, I let my partner tell me what to do, and my parents, they were the ones that were, you know, they didn't agree with my ideas, and so, you know, I didn't do it. My family, my relatives, you know, they thought my ideas and my dreams were stupid, so, you know, I just kind of stayed put. But I could have changed, and now I hate myself for it, and I feel like shit. And that's why I have an alcoholic problem. That's why I take drugs. That's why I have these addictions and I'm on these fucking pills and shit all the time. That's going to hurt way more later down the road. So it's really about just looking deeper into where you are. And the truth is, change doesn't happen by chance. It happens by choice. But the choice that you're going to make and the decision that you will make, it will happen when you're uncomfortable enough. You know, you can maybe be not where you want to be or be in an uncomfortable experience right now in your life, but it just doesn't hurt enough. And you'll make your own excuses. I know, like I've had so many calls with so many people and like they're nearly ready to grow and then they back off. You're like, yeah, but then if I start growing and I start working on myself, but it's going to affect my family, it's going to affect my kids and the relationship that I've currently that I'm currently in or people how people are going to perceive me. Yeah. Okay, I'll think about it. Yeah, keep thinking about it. So you'll keep, you know, going and going and going. And then 5 years later, then it will hurt enough. And then you'll wake up and you'll go, yeah, okay, now I can't deal with this anymore. So one of the main reasons for this podcast is in the hope that some of you don't decide to wait another 5 years. That's my hope. You know, some of you actually are going to be so relentless. You're going to listen to every episode of this podcast. And after listening to 100 episodes or 200 episodes, you're going to go, everyone can go and get fucked. My peace is my power. My peace is most important. I ain't waiting another 5 years. Everyone can fuck off. And that is the relentless mindset of realizing that you're the creator of your reality. No one's going to do it for you. You're the one that's going to realize that, fuck, I am the leader in my life. I'm the one that leads. I show by example how the fuck I respect myself, how I love myself is how I teach other people to treat me and respect me. And if I don't love me enough, I'm going to be showing that to the world, whether it's to my kids, whether it's to my family, to my fucking siblings, to my fucking aunties, whatever. People are going to look at me how I look at myself. How I take care of me is how people are going to treat me. So if I keep playing small, dimming my light, overthinking, fucking not being the best that I can be, guess what? That's the kind of reality that you're going to manifest in your life. You know, Jim Carrey said something really powerful when I was watching one of his videos on social media, and he said, depression is your body saying, fuck you, I no longer want to play this character. And when I heard that, I was like, damn, many of us are playing a role. We're playing a character. We're wearing a mask, like we're pretending like it's all good. But really deep down, we're fucking furious. We're unhappy. We're disturbed. We're disgusted. We're sad. We're emotional. We're scared. We're living in so much fear. But we show up every day and we do our best for our kids, for our family, for our partners, even when the truth is permeating within your whole being. That's what causes dis-ease in your body. The fact that your truth keeps lingering all around, you know? It's like through your legs, through your feet, through your toes, fucking through your hands. Oh, the truth is everywhere, man. It's all in you, you know? And it's like, let me the fuck out. Let me the fuck out. I want to breathe. I want to get out. Let me out. Let me out. I don't want this anymore. But we don't listen. We listen to other people. We let the way that we think conditioned how we are to make us think how we should, right? In a negative way. Oh, I can't do it. What are the consequences? What are the fucking consequences of you not fucking believing in yourself in 20 years' time, looking back and fucking feeling like shit because you didn't believe in yourself, because you wasted your life? That's going to be the worst feeling, that you wasted so many years. So I hope by listening to this podcast, you have a epiphany right now. You have a light bulb moment that, you know, in 5 years' time, you go, someone says, well, what was the, like, because so many people ask me, you know, what was the catalyst for your change? Like, what was that moment for you? And that's what I want for you. I want you to be listening to this podcast and for you to get down the track in 5 years' time and someone's going to say, you know, what happened? What changed? And you'll be like, that episode on the Luke Mind Power podcast I was listening to, I had a light bulb moment and I knew that I could not go anymore. I knew that if I kept trying in another 12 months, I had to change. That was the moment. So that's what I pray. You know, I pray and I hope and I wish for you that as you listen, maybe it's not this episode, maybe it's another episode on the Luke Mind Power podcast that you listen to that triggers a thought, that I plant some seeds in your mind that trigger you in a positive way to wake up to your greatness, to evolve, to grow, because that's what we were born to do. We were not born to continue to live in our unheard, unloved, neglected, abandoned, hurt inner child state, which many of us as adults are living. We're just hurt young children living in adult bodies. We haven't evolved. We haven't taken responsibility for our actions. We haven't taken responsibility for the fact that if you're in an unhealthy relationship, it's just a representation of who you are and what you tolerate and what you accept about who it is that you are. It's not their fault. It's your responsibility to identify that you're accepting this kind of behavior, which means that you are also unhealthy. I used to say toxic, like if they're toxic, you're toxic. But the word toxic is just like disgusting, like yuck, toxic shit, like looks like green crap. But it's just unhealthy. Our purpose in life is to evolve, is to heal, is to process, is to reveal. In doing that, we evolve. We become healthy, peaceful. Is peace health? Like being healthy is peaceful. You know, if you're stressed, is that supposed to be like continuous stress? I'm so stressed, I can't sleep. Is that fucking healthy? Your body's shaking, man. Your body isn't healthy if you're fucking stressed all the time, in fight or flight all the time, panic attacks and shit, anxiety, fight or flight. Like fucking, oh my God, I feel like I'm going to fucking die. I need to breathe. I can't fucking sleep. So it's up to you, man. Like pay attention. We're supposed to, as humans, we're going through this life. You're not just supposed to just unconsciously keep going around in circles, same shit over and over and over and over and over again, being in your own fucking way, tolerating bullshit, feeling stressed all the time. These are all signs that something needs to change. And that something is you. It all starts with you. It's about risking. What's the risk that you have to take right now? Let me tell you what the risk is. The risk is that you have to be yourself. That's the biggest risk. Risk everything. I love this quote. Risk everything to be yourself. Because at risking everything to be yourself, you will repel, like a fly spray, repel whatever is not for you, and you will attract everything that's meant to be in your life. You have to risk being your true, authentic self. That is where you will liberate yourself, you will transform your life, and you will start going in the direction of your true destiny. You will start getting into alignment with where you're supposed to be. Because if peace is not where you are, then it's a clear sign that it's time to evolve. It's time to grow. Does that make sense? Are you feeling what I'm talking about? I know you are. I love you guys. I believe in you. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your dreams. Your dreams are real. Don't give up on attracting healthy relationships into your life. Don't give up. Don't get impatient. Don't settle. You were born to win. You were born with greatness within you. Success is your birthright. Don't let your mind convince you otherwise. Trust the process and take your challenges head on. Because if you keep going and you keep persevering and you start taking action, you start making the positive changes, you start surrounding yourself with a positive community, invest in your personal development, you get the results. But you got to start and you got to stick with it and you got to keep going. You're not doing this work to stay where you are. You're doing this because you're ready to become someone you've never been before, because you're going to start doing things you've never done before. You're going to start thinking like you never thought before, which creates a reality that you've never had before. So you want better in your life. You want to attract better in your life, you got to become better. And this is the time where you take that kind of action so that you can become better. Do you understand? And I'll just go back to catalyst, right? Many people ask me, what was the moment for you, Luke? What changed? You know, what was the catalyst for you? Why did you all of a sudden just disappear? And that's exactly what I did. 2018, my grandmother passed away. I wouldn't say passed, she passed from this realm. And I had this very close connection with my heritage, which is Polish. And my father, even my relationship with my dad wasn't like the closest, you know, and he's never really been that affectionate or able to like communicate his feelings, let's say, you know. But I always felt this closeness to the culture, you know. And so his mother being in Poland, right, I felt very connected to that. You know, I felt very proud. So when she passed, you know, something shifted for me. And I went, you know, to the funeral of my dad. I saw him weep. You know, if I think about that, and I saw him weep for like 5 seconds as they were carrying the coffin out of the church. I saw him weep as he was leaving behind, and he was weeping for about 5 seconds. You know, so he's never been someone to show emotion or to show affection or anything like that, you know. So when I got outside of the church, dad was good. It was just, it was over, you know, that was it, you know. So when I got back to Australia, and it's interesting actually, because I remember my cousin talking to me and saying, this is what Bup just said. She said, don't do drugs, don't drink. Yeah, I just remember those two things because those are two big things for me, right? Taking drugs and alcohol. And so that could have been a trigger as well. That could have been a seed that was planted for me too, because at the time, you know, living in Australia, I was using cocaine. It was a big thing for me. So yeah, coming back to Australia, that was just this moment where I was like, it's time. You know, her spirit came back with me to Australia and said, Luke, you're better than this. It's time for you to evolve. It's time for you to change. So I made decisions, you know, I made one decision, which was never concrete, but it was that I'm moving. I'm going to move to Poland. And that just created change. You know, it created a different way of thinking. It created, you know, a goal, something to work towards. And this is where I think, you know, what Tony Robbins says, progress equals happiness. Are you making progress? For me, that was something. It was a vision. It was something I was like, oh my goodness, that's where I want to go. And it's not where I ended up. And this is the beautiful thing. I love to teach this to you guys, is that when you make decisions, have an open mind. And it's okay for you to like tell people. Like I was telling my whole family in September 2018, I'm like, I'm opening a gym. I'm moving to Poland. And 6 weeks later, after I did a speaking program, I was like, in my head, and I'm like, shit, I don't want to open a gym anymore. I don't want to go to Poland. And like everything changed just in a small amount of time, 6 weeks. And then I was feeling guilty because I was like, shit, but I told everybody that I'm doing this. I told everyone I'm opening a gym. I told everyone that I'm moving, you know? And so what I've learned is when you go on this journey of like success, personal development, your healing, transformation, stepping into your greatness, stepping into your true authentic self, what happens is life becomes unpredictable because you don't know who you're going to connect with. Like as you keep leveling up on higher frequencies, you connect with different people. And this is the beautiful thing. And that's why I always tell anyone who is not in a relationship and you're yearning for a relationship, there's someone else out there that is manifesting you as well. And they're praying and hoping that you don't give up, that you keep evolving, because eventually you will align on the same frequency. It will be in alignment. It will connect. It will flow. It will be magical. It will make sense. You won't have to force it. It will just go. It will flow. And it's the same thing with your success. You know, same thing with networking, same thing with people. You don't need to chase. Just attract. How do you attract? Evolve. Grow. Become a better version of yourself. Like Jim Rohn says, work harder on yourself than you do on your job. Many of us are working so hard on our job and we forget about ourselves. So we don't evolve. And this is the crazy part of this journey, is that it becomes very unpredictable. So you may say something like, last year I was saying I'm going to move to Poland. I'm like, it's the time. I said this 6 years ago. I was going to do it. I'm going to move there. And things changed. My outlook changed. 3 months later, I'm like, no, I'm not moving to Poland. I can't. It's not part of my vision right now. It's just I've got different priorities. I've got, you know, I'm focusing on my business. I don't want any distractions. I don't, you know, I just need to do what I'm doing. So I've learned that I like to talk about the future. I like to plan. I like to go, yeah, I'm going to do this. But then I've got this open mind that I've learned that it doesn't always work like that. And it's okay to change. It's okay to say, I'm going to do this. And then 3 months later, you go, I'm not feeling that. I'm going to change. Because eventually you will step into something that resonates so much and you'll find your way. But you won't find your way if you don't try, if you don't experiment, if you don't take action, if you don't ask the questions, what am I good at? What do I love? Because it really is. It's part of the journey of discovering your power. And if you never take the time to really nurture that within yourself, then don't expect yourself to discover your power, your greatness, and what it is that you really have within yourself. One step at a time. Trust the process. Keep believing, keep taking action, keep investing in yourself, keep listening to things that inspire you, that resonate with your soul. And just to remind you as well that you may be listening to this podcast and be like, damn, I love Luke's energy. Damn, he really does have greatness within him. Damn, he really believes in himself. I want to remind you that if you see greatness in me, it means you also have greatness in yourself. And the only reason why I say that is because you can't recognize something that you don't have. It's hidden under all of your conditioning and programming and self-doubt and limiting beliefs and your fear and your insecurities, your greatness is hidden beneath the work that you haven't done yet. The treasure you seek is hidden in the work that you're avoiding. And I say that your treasure is worth fighting for. All that's required of you is to wake up, step up, stand up for yourself, and know that time is going. It doesn't care about you. It ain't slowing down for you to go, oh, hang on, maybe they're doubting themselves a little bit. I'm just going to wait. Let me just wait. I'll wait a few years. Nah, man. In a few years' time, you're either going to be, damn, I'm so proud of myself. I'm so glad that I took that action. I'm so glad I started learning. Don't make excuses like, I can't learn. I don't know how to run a business. I don't know how to use social media. I don't know how to learn this stuff. I've never done this before. That's the whole point. You're not supposed to know. You're supposed to have an open mind. If you're watching this on a smartphone, once upon a time, we didn't have a smartphone. There was no such thing. Once upon a time, we didn't have smart TVs with a remote. Now we do. And you learned how to use it. That's evidence that you can learn. So don't be so hard on yourself. I could have labeled myself as dyslexic and I struggle with learning. I struggle with paying attention because I was always in trouble at school. I hated school. Shit. Pissed me off. So it's up to you to either define yourself, to be in your own way, to say that you can't do things, to say that you can't learn. Or it's up to you to change the narrative, to reprogram yourself, to start thinking in a positive way that anything is possible as long as you believe it. That's the truth. I believe in you. And I can only say that because I believe in myself. And first I had to save me. And that's what I'm telling you. Everyone has this beautiful power that once you overcome your challenges, once you save yourself, then you can do the same and help others because you've done it. You've gone through it. The only way out is through. Guys, it's been a blessing to spend time with you. If you're someone who's interested in working with me and transforming your life, ready to go through my 20-week program, then I'm going to give you a sign for you to send to me. It's my favorite number. And all you need to do is send me a direct message, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook Messenger, and write the words 2222. If you're someone who wants to surround themselves with a positive community of like-minded people doing this work, taking action, saying, I'm ready to evolve, I'm ready to heal, I'm ready to transform my life, I'm ready to overcome depression, anxiety, get off these fucking medications, I'm ready to learn to love myself, I'm ready to attract healthy relationships. I'm talking to you kings as well. If there's men out there, you're listening to this and you haven't done the work on yourself and you haven't, and you're not in a healthy relationship or you haven't attracted a healthy relationship, or maybe you're unhealthy yourself and you want to heal, this is where you do it. We have an amazing community from all around the world, people coming together, doing this work, investing in themselves. And if this is your calling and you feel like, damn, I really need to surround myself with a community of people who are doing this work together, remember, this doesn't work if you do it by yourself, okay? You want to join me live coaching every single week on Zoom, send me a direct message and write the numbers 2222 and I'll either reply to you or my team will. I'm sending you a lot of love, guys. Don't give up. We're here to evolve and I'm here to help you do that. I'll see you on the next episode. Peace out.